Katie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. We're going to wake you up here before you get those kids off to school. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
How did the fundraiser go last night at Noodles & Company?
Oh, it felt fantastic. We had quite a crowd there last night, a lot of supporters coming out, a lot of people that we saw over the weekend at our Winter Wonderland event, too. So it was wonderful to see people giving us the double support.
They gave 25% of sales to benefit the Nature Center and to fund bus scholarships and the River Overlook Project. So that is a very good thing. But lots of other activities are going on at the Nature Center. Lay them on us, Katie.
Yeah, well, we're trying to stay busy regardless of the weather. So we have a lot of things coming up that some of them don't require snow, some of them do, but our next big family event is going to be on Sunday, February 12th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a family program we call Snowflakes and Snowballs, and even though it sounds like you need snow, we don't really need the snow to learn about it. So we have a lot of activities planned, including learning about the different kinds of snowflakes and what exactly is snow and how does it form, and we're even if it's cold enough, we're actually going to try to make our own snow, which can be kind of a fun activity. And then, of course, we're going to go for a walk in the woods. We like to follow that up with every single one of our programs. And then at the end of the month, we're going to do we haven't had a campfire in a while. So we think we're due for a campfire. And on Saturday, February 25th at 7 o'clock, we're going to do our leap year campfire and learn all about leap year, enjoy the nice hot fire, and also enjoy a night walk for that night, too.
Tell us about the Nature Center. Anything new been added since last year?
Oh, yeah. We actually have quite a few projects going. One is just about finished. We've actually been, we've had a few volunteers working pretty hard on a new hawk mew. So we have two red-tailed hawks that are waiting for us to give them a new home. And so hopefully in the spring sometime, we'll be bringing those guys to the Nature Center. They're permanently injured, flightless birds. And so we look forward to that. That'll be a brand new, pretty exciting thing for us. We've also recently acquired she's about a 4.5-foot long native black rat snake. And so she's a new exhibit at the Nature Center and pretty exciting to watch. And then, we do have, you know, the Overlook Project is coming. They're hoping to break ground in the spring for that one. And that's going to be a nice, it's also going to kind of create an outdoor classroom for us, a place to bring school groups to just look over the river and learn about the river there. Yeah, so we got a lot of different things going on. Proust Innovations is also working on an exhibit for us. So by the end of 2012, we're going to have a whole new look going on inside and outside that building.
How many visitors do you get to the Nature Center each year?
Oh, you know, I'm not really sure. I know it's up there in the thousands, and every year it grows and grows. When I first started there about 9 years ago, you know, it's probably quadrupled at least since then. So a lot of people still learning about it. You'd be surprised at the number of people that still come in and say, I didn't know you guys existed. So it's pretty exciting that people are still discovering us, and it's wonderful to have the continued support of all the people that have been coming out there for years.
And quite a few of those visitors are from student groups, which I would imagine you see quite frequently.
Yes. Yeah, we have school groups that come out to us, and then they'll turn around and call us, and we'll come out to their schools. I know I do quite a few science fairs in February and March to all the local schools around Okemos and Hazlett, sometimes all the way out to Lansing. And so we see their faces multiple times, and the wonderful thing is when they have their great experience, they come back for summer camp, and that's really right around the corner, too.
Katie, do you worry about funding for the Nature Center?
I think it's in the back of our mind all the time. We haven't had an increase in quite a number of years, but we've leveled off at the same budget, and we've made it work. We've had to make a few cuts here and there, especially with part-time staff, and so things get pretty busy for us, but we're still making it happen, and we're trying to keep things fresh for people and just keep the support coming out.
Katie, before we let you go, let everyone know where the Nature Center is located and how they can find out more.
Yeah, sure. Well, we're located at 3998 Van Atta Road in Okemos. We're sitting right on the Red Cedar River. And our phone number there is 517-349-3866, so you can call us anytime. And then you can also go to the website, which is www.meridian.mi.us, and then just click on Parks and Recreation, and the Harris Nature Center is right underneath there. We also have an email address that people can contact us through, and that's just harriscenter@sdcglobal.net.
Katie Adams is the park naturalist for the Harris Nature Center. Thanks so much, Katie.
Thank you.